The greatest among you must be your servant. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So the teaching which our Lord is trying to give us here in the gospel is about the Pharisees. He's pointing out that the Pharisees have a lot of... Their greatest difficulty is that they want recognition for the good things that they do. That they're looking to be seen. As Catholics, we know that we're not supposed to live our lives in such a way that we're seen, but rather by men, but rather that our good deeds be seen by God, who is our Father. That's why just a couple weeks ago when we had the reading, it said when we do our fasting, that was on Ash Wednesday, let it be done in secret. When we do our almsgiving, let it be done in such a way that our right hand doesn't know what our left hand is actually handing out. That's why when he's saying you shouldn't want to be called Father or call only God your Father, or you're supposed to call not to be called masters yourselves, but to realize that Christ is your master, he's saying don't desire others to call you a certain way, but rather desire to see that God is the one who's caring for you in every way. So today, as we enter into these sacred mysteries, and as we enter into the Mass, and as we listen to him as he calls us, let us ask our Lord for a heart that seeks not recognition from those who are around us for doing the good things that we do, but rather to seek that we do our good deeds for God, to be recognized by God. Because ultimately, it's only God who is going to be able to justify us. It's only God who's going to be able to save us. It's only God who's going to be able to bring us to himself. And he comes to us today in the Eucharist. Let's ask him for that grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.